Good morning. Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church.
Thank God for giving us this country.
God bless America.
Thank you. Commitment. mean, all this is proof that this person is clearly not all in. They would rather stay home than come in and work with Christians. And maybe that is the case for some people. However, lest we forget, this generation, just 4 or 5 years ago, was asked by this world to do all of their schoolwork in high school and college remotely. This generation has never known a time when they didn't have full access to high school internet. This generation is not intimidated or frustrated by attending a Zoom meeting like maybe some of us are. And so this generation doesn't necessarily associate
supposed to look like. We should strive to be like them.
how do you know if a person is fully committed to Yahweh? You are like those dragons. You are all in when it comes to your zeal for the Torah, for the law of Moses, which includes following all 10 commandments, plus a whole bunch of other rules and regulations, some of them in the Bible, some of them man-made, all of them that are existing for God's people to obey their law. You do those things for that proves that you are committed. You are all in that. It's the gold standard. That she has because she still knows that God will provide what she needs in the is, like the widow, is always God, as the gift of grace in response to God's greatest gift to us, salvation through faith in His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to talk about someone who is willing to give it all. Jesus, on Calvary's cross, gives it all. That's where He would be hanging, just mere days after He has this conversation with the disciples. Jesus offered His entire self without holding anything back. whole church of God brings justice to all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, you sent your Holy Spirit to sanctify and keep your people in the truth of God. Preserve us from false doctrine and curb and restrain from all error. Pray to keep us in the divine word and set about faithfully.
Thank you.
source of all goodness. But if loving Jesus is your only begotten Son of you to the flesh, we thank you that for this sake you have given us pardon and peace in the sacraments. Convince you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns in you and the Holy Spirit, one God, and now and forever. Is that based on the performance of SpongeBob musical that you sorry, this is so many things to look at. So, lots of opportunities to do well. We have all these different meals and things. Tuesday night, we've got supper taken care of for you. So, head on over to Nashville DQ. And if you let them know that you're here to support our youth group, 15% of all the sales that are coming in will go to support for us as we bring the events in New Orleans, Louisiana next summer for the LCMS youth gathering. God bless America.
Thank you for joining us. We hope to see you again next week.